Right, yeah, I think it'll, yes, we can handle ourselves anyway. Yeah, this is a media problem. I think that you've got to realize, Henry, that we can, it's very easy to fault the greater crowd.
I don't fault them.
I don't fault them. And I don't fault them. I think they did a tool bob. They worked their butts off. It was very little help from state, very little help from Hannah, very little help from, and I say very little help, very little help on the top, it's the military and the group of church night. And they were bushed and tired, as I said, outside of the football team. They scored three times. They let up and throw an interception. And that's what happened here. Now, everybody, what happened here is that it slipped by everybody. We didn't know down here.
I don't fault them. This was beyond anyone's imagination.
Well,
that would
now the point is now, in terms of the PR side of it, it's inevitable that we're going to take a whacking. You know, they're seizing upon everything to blame this for. So
it is amazing to see
they take a whole change, for example. You know, they were praising us for a surprise earlier, and now they're saying we shouldn't have surprises for policy. But they know God damn well.
Well, to think that they've kept the UN vote going for over a week, when they couldn't keep the Moscow summit going for two days. And they were dying. And now
sporadic politics, that's what you're in the Moscow summit. It dropped a lot of trace.
And the news magazines this week don't even mention the Peking trip. They just, it's all UN. Newsweek literally doesn't even mention it.
I
don't worry about it. Shows what we're up against. Okay. It's not surprising, but they were dying. And when they support us, they do it only out of necessity. But that is one clear lesson one can draw from it. Every time they come around, we think we've changed their minds. That is absolutely not true. We will never change their minds. Sit down now. This is what I've learned. When they support us, it is because we are so overwhelmingly ahead of them that they don't dare to make a peace. Because
China was that way, and so is Moscow.
Yeah.
But the point is that the reason they let Moscow down is they know it's been, and they didn't want to build it up again. So there you are. And as far as your secretary of China's experience, it wouldn't make any difference whether we had to win or not. They weren't going to play it. They weren't going to play it. Would you agree, Bob?
Yep.
They had made their command decision. They thought they might, due to the fact that it'll be just the television, but they'll hate it. They've got to do it. But they are damn well not going to try to let us. In fact, they were hoping at the time that they did all the stories before we announced your trip that maybe it was good, maybe it was in trouble and all that.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe go ahead. Maybe. See? And now at this point, so they blame on them.
That's what they did.
And they blame the group, they blame the combination of circumstances because of the statement that I made in terms of the.
Mr. President, I can't find one senator whose vote could have been affected. But the people who beat us on foreign aid weren't the people who'd be affected by your statement. They were the Democratic liberals. And if you go through the list of those who were against, Dole had voted against foreign aid. I was told for 13 straight years.
Sure.
If you go through the list of those who voted against,
that's right.
I bet you would find two of them could have been.
We don't need to rationalize that. Don't fight about that anyway. That's the only answer to an attack is the offensive. Don't defend. Don't get on that ground. Just attack.
Yeah.
Right, Bob?
Yeah.
And I'm not concerned about it.
I'm not either.
Look, you remember the headlines and the weeks of bad stuff we took when they passed the Nancy limit? You may have forgotten some June or July.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful. Massive defeat for the president. Stunning defeat for the president.
Remember, then we won vote after vote. They said, it's surprising me narrow victory of the president to try to sweep it out.
What I'm getting at is this. This is just one of those things where the establishment stereotypes, typical is that you read as when you've got guys on the they listen to our Marcus Travis and so forth, you know, what are they saying? Well, this is because of the, this is that, the other thing, and that, of course, they blame us, and I thoroughly expected them to, but the only guy that saw the point of it was Crosby Noyce. They said, well, this is because of the president's what do they call it, intemperate remarks, and so we're calling it intemperate remarks. Dr. Reed was damn temperate. We said we were going to continue to support the United Nations. We were going to continue to support a foreign aid, the kind of thing that happened everywhere. And incidentally,
nor did you
have done that. You wouldn't even have up in the goddamn place there.
We were here stuck so hard on the right, we wouldn't be able to see it.
Or get rid of it.
Nor did you attack the vote.
No,
you attacked the behavior.
Oh, that's fine. That's the, well, but don't try to even get it clear. We didn't attack the vote. We said we accept the vote.
Yeah.
We lost it. It's going to be Bush that we took that on. But what I'm getting at is that you've got to get the, you've got to remember that they are attacking on any votes they're only can. Now, for example, their attack on any of the time of the year. The time they don't really believe that. They know that. They think, well, why do we do this? This is a terrible thing. Why didn't we consult our allies? They don't think we should consult the allies at the time of that. Not really. But they've got to attack.
There really wasn't any other time to take the trip.
There was no other time to take the trip, and there was no way to consult.
Because if we took it now, we'd be in worse trouble after losing the vote.
I'm constantly aware of it. But I'm just telling you that this is the game. We were to take it, and believe me, you have people saying, oh, this is a terrible blow, it'll pass.
Oh, I think it's a sort of, in 3 weeks, no one will remember what all this was about.
2 weeks.
It's, today,
this week. Yeah, this kind of thing is,
yeah, it'll all go away.
The thing is significant.
I mean, for us. Yeah, the UN will stick around.
UN will keep busing this car. I'll keep it open for other things.
But who?
Our tenant, your tenant, Dick, will.
Sure.
Oh, the UN. And it's continuing, sure, it'll be the arrival of the Chinese delegation, and there'll be their first vote.
No, but I meant about the war. That is not something that has long held a lot of understanding in the country.
Well, it's not all, you know, they're trying to build this to defeat the sophisticated column, and George Sherman's all excited now because he's...
I've got to get a look at that guy. I don't even know who he is.
You know him?
No. I've never seen him either.
I've never laid eyes on the man.
I don't know what he's writing.
Oh, he's taking us to us every week.
Sure.
He's only important because he's here.
I didn't know he existed until that article 2 weeks ago. He never called anybody, as far as I know.
Just probably with their parents. So there is. But even that, I just think this. We don't let the bowels of people who get enough or about, well, we've had a bad week or a good week. It isn't either bad or good, ever. It doesn't make that much difference. The way it has played, that is for sure. Did you hear Ron have an announcement from the librarian or
Mrs. Nixon? What's the time on that?
Well, we probably do it today.
Fine.
Why don't you do it before 4:00?
Before 5:00.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to ask that very quickly.
Sure.
The guys before the business, we discussed the general changes in that, so.
That is what you and
yes, I sir. Sure, sure. That's right. Well, the only thing I would say that we express confidence that the responsible members of both parties in the Senate and in the Congress responsible son has prevailed, will prevail. I think you've got to express confidence in them.
This is central program for the building of these. I
right.
keep sticking
it. It's quite too late to need it.
Right. I've got all
I would keep hitting that until...
Yeah,
and I... This is essential for the... Well, the other point is that this aid program is essential for the purpose of carrying on the president's policy of reducing American forces abroad, carrying out the Nixon doctrine, aiding others to help themselves, and reducing American forces abroad, which it does. In Cambodia, they squeal about Cambodia, 800 Americans in Cambodia, and no casualties. See what I mean? Cambodia is an excellent example of it. We are aiding the Cambodians aid themselves, to aid the Cambodians to defend themselves.
The warped morality of these people is unbelievable. 75,000 North Vietnamese are in Cambodia. No one says a word about that.
They're communists. The 75,000 in Cambodia are communists, you understand? That's the double standard.
Yes.
That's not the double standard in America. See, when he's here, everybody sees me crying, his father, his mother, and so is Franco.
Yes.
And there's a hell of a lot more freedom in Spain, you know that, than there is in Yugoslavia.
No comparison.
That's a much more attractive country. But Franco's a fascist, and he's a communist, so he's a nice father, and he's a bad father. It's all, we all always say that. I think it came off well over a week. I don't know if you
think. Yes, sir.
We expect them to seize on this week.
On all these points, I'll continue to push the continuing resolution.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The actors continue the resolution. And don't let them go to extend.
No.
And we don't agree to any compromise, you know.
Right.
Any,
as we discussed.
Yeah, no humanitarian.
This is a balanced program, and it will not succeed if the balance is destroyed. And if the balance is destroyed, you cannot fill the knife in one part and put holes in the knife, leave holes in the knife in another part.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
I think the idea, Ron, that this is essential to the purpose of carrying out the president's program, reducing American forces abroad, helping others to help themselves. This is what our aid program is about, the military aspects of it. But I think you handled very well so far. Let's keep the things like actually, what you have to realize is telling me. This is inevitable. This crap about the timing of his crib, and that had affected the UN, but it affects the UN at all. And that now we should have informed our allies about China.
No,
shouldn't we? Couldn't. Well, maybe we should have criticized the conduct of the UN government.
It didn't have any effect on those.
But the point is, they have to take this on.
It's not exciting, but I'm good. It's a good issue.
Most people are against war. Don't worry about it. You know, I think one of the more stupid suggestions here of our friend John Sears is that he says that we really ought to change press secretaries and get somebody who has more credibility with the press and say,
he's good.
Good. He's great. He never puts a foot wrong. He does exactly what he does, and he stands there, he's cool.
And he doesn't build himself at the expense of
people. Never. He is a tough customer.
And if you tell him to take a shellacking, he's out there day after day.
Day after day, you know, it's tough. He's got to get out there. He sticks his chin out.
He's out in the really high development.
Can you imagine what they do to climb on a wheel bike? This course hasn't been as hard as some of the other ones. Look at the Cambodian period. Klein would have crumbled. We would have crumbled, but he would have
been. He would have
basically inside.
He would have been.
He would have been defensive.
Yeah.
Cambodia, Laos. Hell, I mean, compared to what we've been through, this is going to be nothing.
This isn't. I can't admit what you're doing, but it's a good look.
This is a
zilch. But compare this, basically. More aid the UN will to China and to Russia. Well, Jesus Christ, I mean...
And that's going to start dominating it on November 23rd, when you make that other announcement.
Yeah.
And,
Now, with our meeting tomorrow with Rogers, I'm thinking more than seven, I have my intrusions. One, I think we ought to get him programmed to go out if he will. And you might suggest that to...
Is he back?
Early tonight, no, six on nine. He gets back at 6 o'clock, and soon 9:30 in the morning, that's set it up.
Okay.
Now, we'll see him right here. Maybe. And then, if he will, now, we're not going to press him for you, because if he doesn't, if Rogers is in his heart, then he doesn't do it.
If he moves, yeah.
Oh, he won't do it.
He'll be so defensive.
Sure. The other thing is, I think in our meeting with him, we ought to get in his head in setting up the Latin American thing, and I think if you... That must be done by Rogers. He's got to do something where he's...
I couldn't care less.
The Medici, I know what I meant, is letting go of it.
Yeah.
Let the, I think Brasilia or something like that, that's probably the safest place.
For you to go down there? The Medici's coming up, you know, in December.
That's what I'm talking about. A meeting of heads of government with the Latins. Where we breathe them on before our trips, and so with our Latin American friends.
That's good. Brasilia is the only place, probably.
It's the only place they could use. We should have them here in Miami or something, but they would want to come here. Keep working on that. So I'm going to raise that some people tomorrow. The other thing is, I thought I would tell him that I'd say now we're meeting with Larry this afternoon. I want you to, or I guess that's Larry. I say that we haven't told anything about the truth, anybody wanted, but I haven't told them the reason. I said, due we have just received no lead up to, we'll be back. And they find they're correct.
And he is, and that he wants to.
They've asked for a meeting on the 20th.
Okay.
And I'm also going to, Mr. William Testwell, I'm going to tell him that Tito, in a private conversation with me, said that the Russians now have spoken. I'm just going to leave it there. So Rogers, you see, we've got to get him totally off of the way of saying, well, gee, we deal with this vote and everything, and we can only come up with a final announcement. You know, now, that person, and we've got to, and the only way to get him off the way, he's got to be convinced that there is a chance for some progress on the negotiating front. And that chance is the 23rd. So you just stand there and look there blank.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to suggest you to do.
And I'll just lay it out there, and yeah. Then I'm going to throw in the Tito eventual. And he told me, you know, privately, he took me aside, spoke to me in English, and said, the Russians are speaking to me. I don't know what it means, so we've got to find out.
I really have the prelims wedding, because I told the prelim, as I told you on the telephone, he said, what sort of a communique are you planning with the Chinese? I said we have two versions that we're thinking of. One is a global one, and the other one is a bilateral one. He said, I bet the Chinese want the global one. I said, I can't tell you who wants what. But if I could write the script myself, I'd make it very restricted. The only trouble is if the war in Vietnam is still going on, we both have to say something about that. We can't say something about that alone, so we have to bring in everything. So he said, well, I promise you, we're going to try to talk to them. Because what they would love is the sort of communique out of China that we've already got. And and then a very sweeping one out of Moscow.
Well, anyway.
That would be a useful...
This in line, and the three of us are all the ones that know about it. And now let's see what we can do. Now we go out and defend this 4 acre. I'll see what we'll do. How that
sounds? Sounds exactly right.
He's known everything about this. He knows about all this.
Oh no, on the Vietnam, our bookkeeping is now straight, because whenever I've been there, I've shown him a slightly sanitized version of the memo to you, but it's... It looks to him like a copy of a memo to you, so he thinks he knows everything.
Sure. Fair enough.
And it has the essence of it in it. It just sometimes has a few references. So since July, he's been right up in step with it. Of course, he's always figured it wouldn't work, how he'll behave if he thinks it might work. isn't so sure.
Well, the most important thing that I've got to tell him tonight is he's got to give it a chance, and I will.
Yeah.
And that's, he's got to be put right to it, so what we're going to do.
Yeah. I think
and my thought is to go forward with an announcement. And it will depend to a certain extent upon how the strategy evolves on this continuing resolution.
As low, as little as possible this time, and then shoot everything in the next one.
Oh, I understand that. I'm thinking of the date.
Oh.
The date is tough, but the date. You go early. You at least don't allow the build up.
Go late, they can't do anything anymore.
No. What I'm getting at, if you go early, if you don't have the enormous build up, we're going to have a final announcement.
Right. That's so, right.
So there's something to be said.
Awful lot to be said by going before the weekend.
This weekend.
Right.
Not that, not the following.
Oh, before the following, that's fine with me. If it's before the following weekend, that's great. That makes no difference.
15th is Monday. Well, then I would like to go before the weekend. Why do you need before the weekend?
Before, if you make your announcement before that weekend.
Yeah.
Then you cut down the speculation.
Oh, for the 15th, yeah. No, I was thinking of going a week before. I think that has something to be said.
Well, it has to be weighed against what these pastors might do in the Senate then,
yep.
In the interval. And
meaning, well, which way would that go, do you think you mean that?
Well, I understand you're trying to preempt their building up to the 15th.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if supposing you pass something on the 8th, or you come out with something this week or next week, and then they all start emoting in the Senate, what a terrible disappointment this is, and this proves that the Senate...
Well, that's the reason I said it. If there's some chance, that's we have much running. I don't know, does anybody think the continuing resolution, if there's a chance the continuing resolution could get through before the 15th, all the way to the 15th, I think they think there's a chance of getting it through this week.
Well,
if there is a chance of that, then I'll wait until after the continuing resolution. But if the continuing resolution is going to be sticking around anyway, then the best thing is to work.
That's
see
right.
My point?
That's right.
But that's why I say the strategy and the continuing resolution will affect the announcement.
Yeah, and I think we can be flexible with
it. I agree with you that on the announcement, we'll just have to say we're making.
Yeah.
That is, we announced 40,000. And then we will have, how are you going to suggest that the other one? So I'll say to Rogers and Jagger, or...
You can do one of two things. You can
say in December or one of them.
No, I wouldn't say December. I would say before the end of January, you will make a full report to the American people of where we have been and where we are going. That would be one strategy. The other is just say 40,000 for 2 months. You're increasing the withdrawal rate.
I don't think the full report thing.
I don't know, it will worry people. And it plays into with what you told Tito as far as North Vietnam is concerned. Put that line on everything. Know what they can do to preempt it.
I know, but the point that I mean is the concern is not that the concern is the language of the full report. You see, that's great for the sophisticates. But I'm sure that I don't worry about the full report and the idea of how we negotiate it. You see, we know what we're going to say and that sort of thing. And maybe that's, but I don't think, how does the full report sound to you, Bob?
It sounds bad to me because it sounds like you're recognizing the inadequacy of your November announcement and going for that light at the end of the tunnel kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that's what's going to be.
I know, but why say so? Why not just announce?
I just think on this case, I'll say it, I'll have another announcement in January.
That's fine.
If you've got another 2 month announcement, say I'll have another announcement in January. Fair.
Yeah. In other words, we're just...
Then you can send your signatures underneath that
these are continuing, what we're going to do. I don't think the full report is it. I just will have another announcement in January.
Yep, well, fine.
I'm inclined to think that's a little... I think that's the way to handle it, what we're talking about, how we handle it.
that's what I'll have with him.
Okay.
Another announcement in January, we're going to do this $40,000 announcement in January. Now, anybody qualifies off $40,000, they'll see you beat the hell out. First thing they'll do is extrapolate, and they'll go on to $20,000 a month, and then, 8 months, 9 months.
Well, 9 months for everything, but it's...
9 months, there won't be...
They'll figure residual forward, so they'll be down by June to the residual forward.
We'll see.
I mean, in the press.
What I meant is, that's a step up in rate, isn't it? Or yeah. That's a 30% step up
30%
in rate.
Step up in
well, the main thing is that 9 months, 9 months of 20,000 is a total withdrawal before the election.
Right.
That's in effect what that says.
That's right. We're going to be out before the election.
Right. That announcement can
true.
Now, as a matter of fact, we are going to have a total withdrawal.
That's right.
If, unless we get an agreement.
And that's why I saved the draftee announcement till January.
That's right. Oh, I agree with you. The draftee announcement, there's no reason to throw it out. Not that it's dead boys. Save the draftee. And I don't even discuss this with Bill at the time.
Nor with Leah.
Why do you... Why have then?
Well, why do you get...
Draftee announcement will have even less by in January.
Why?
Because you won't need it as much then.
No, if in January, if...
I see you did it because...
So if we have the negotiation,
then nothing matters.
If we don't have the negotiation, then we have a residual board and at the same time no draftees.
Yeah. You've got to have something that we can say. Right? The extrapolation of the 20,000 a month will do you all you need in November.
Really. I really think it will.
People say it changes. Of course. Consistent with the way you're going to
have to. Yeah, I've got to do it
on December. Yeah. December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August.
Get everybody on by the end of September. August.
The end of August is the way it is to be.
No, end of September.
No, 9 times. There's 184,000 left on December 1st, right?
Correct.
Well, then 9 months.
9 months.
By the end of August. End of August.
First of September.
How about just considering one other possibility? You know, the Christmas thing always appeals to me just a little bit. Is there any way that we can maybe have a bigger one in December and then less one?
Oh, yeah, that we can do.
No, I mean announce it that way. I've announced today that we will have a withdrawal of 25,000 in that and then 15,000 the next month. We can do it. Oh, maybe that doesn't make that much sense. I don't think it's really.
Well, the way we can do it is spend it out a month and then have defense and put out to
get that out. It's first to get the credit for it. Yeah.
Well, then people can say the next day, what can they back up? We got information. This is how they're going to do it.
25, that 40,000, at least 25,000 of those will be home for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's right. 25,000 will be home for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, that's the way we'll do it then.
It shouldn't be.
So that kicks the 15 and down.
No, it's all right. It's 25,000 home for Christmas. 25,000 to 40,000 will be home by Christmas.
That's a sounder idea.
Yeah. That doesn't bother me at all.
Go ahead.
We shouldn't make it as part of the formal announcement.
No. We don't need the one up layered on one of those, though, and have us say,
yeah, then. Let's say it for your information, gentlemen.
The next day.
Either the next day or that day.
Oh.
I just want you to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That the way you have mentioned this is. This option from the proportion of this is something around 25,000.
25,000 being the
most appropriate.
That's right. All
Thank you. You see, the thing is, and he doesn't realize he's going there twice, doesn't mean a damn thing.
And that's why their reception's that way.
Hugo is going to be a very big thing, and after that, Bill Rogers or Maurice Sands goes, and nobody will pay any attention to that either.
Like going to Russia, they say.
Yes.
Doesn't send the cats off over there and just flip,
or eat governors or anything.
If I go, it'll be a big story. I mean, it's the first deal, you know, I mean, we can't go to Romania again.
We've been there.
Yeah. I think
it's a matter of fact, going to any country, I mean, pretty much wiped out going anywhere now. And fortunately, the cycle has worked just right, where you're stopping with the Soviet. But after that, hell, you go to Yugoslavia, I mean, not Yugoslavia, you go to Poland or some of their Iron Curtain countries, you're just going to have much of a blip anymore.
Because you've done well, Africa, Latin America's all swept.
And Africa, you don't want to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Latin America is going to be a big thing, except it's necessary.
Yeah.
For appearances, they do. In December for Latin America, so is that what you mean, Toto? You really ought to get it done with before State of the Union. Well, it's only a couple of days, one or the other. It makes a lot of difference.
Well, I have some different thinking about the State of the Union. I may not deliver it this year. Now, I know that I've been on the wrong side of that issue in terms of judgment twice, but this time I think I'm pretty close to being right as to what we want to do for television, what we want to give equal time on, and so forth. Let me explain. First of all, it may be that this is one, with equal time problem and all the rest of it, going down and measuring the, whether or not how much applause you get from the Congress, and so forth and so on. It just isn't worth the candle. You know what I mean? Now, I must say, our domestic council, the rest of the themselves in the office in this term, but there are other ways to get across that program. You see what I mean?
Sure.
And one way to do it would just be to do it through I sent a message to the Congress today, and then go on here to the desk and read what I was sent to the Congress at the desk.
Or don't even read it. Send it today and go on tonight or tomorrow night and tell them what was behind it.
Yeah.
Go a little.
No. I wouldn't read the message, but I got to read it. What I meant was, I sent a message to Congress today. I want to explain it to you. Or, the best thing, the better thing it would be to say, I'm going to send a message to Congress tomorrow. I don't care what it is. So that those bastards don't have the bird fire cat. And then make my little speech, 15 minutes. See? Property tax, Reform Act.
I think talk to the guy in the office,
right?
And the talk to the guy in the hall.
Now, he's got a phone in the hall.
You got that. I think you can do that. But you can talk to the guy in the
hall. And then that allows the State of the Union message itself to be long and verbose. And I don't spend any time on it. I see. They can go through all the clapping track and so forth. Whereas what I can do here is make a reference to the whole thing.
That's a great idea of what I'm saying. Because the Congress, you know, you've been up there the last couple of times.
Also, I have had three appearances before the Congress. See, I've done my economic thing, and then what I would do is after a trip to China or something like that, I might go up. I don't think that we ought to play with the Congress. The Congress, I'm not sure, is all that good a forum for us at this point in an election year. Look, the can't open to the candidates, to the Muslims, after they get a chance to grab it. So, I think we better start looking the other direction. But now, as I said, don't throw this out into bureaucracy at all. Having a line of fact, you can talk to John about it, but I don't want to be lobbying on that. Because I have thought this through very carefully, and I feel that this is not the year with the attitude of the Congressman. These people are very, very, you know, they're going to be just as political as hell off. And our guys don't realize that because they haven't been true. As much as I have at least. So they're all taken with this great spectacle of going up looking at the Congress. It is a fine spectacle. We've done it.
It's not.
But is it all that great?
Well, not really. It has, you know, there's some to it, but you've done it. People see you do that. I don't think you have to do it.
It's like sitting in breakfast ceremonies. in a sense. I've been down there three times, so there's radio.
Done it in one.
I mean, you've done it, yeah.
Then you did that, you know, that joint session deal too, the economic thing.
I've been, I've done it three.
So I've got two.
Yeah, you said you told me that three appearances, so.
And who is the farm owner, I don't know, and the farm owner, I don't know, the house owner, the son, that one, or third. So I'm sort of that kind of stuff around. I find another way to handle it.
Well, it puts them in a very awkward spot. They can't criticize if they're not coming.